Keys HDN.
This is the Halifax Daily News for Tuesday, July the 8th, and we have a guest.
Joining us back in the Beaver Bank bunker, Constable Don Jenkins. Welcome back, sir.
Good evening. Always my pleasure.
We are talking about home safety today, being safety conscious at home. This is a busy time of the year for a lot of people. They're in and out and leaving their home alone quite a bit, and this is when one can become a target.
You betcha. Very, very easy. You know, there are several main common denominators that I wish to talk about on this podcast. Is, you know something, whether you're home or away for minutes, seconds, hours, you know something, it's very important to make our houses always look and sound lived in. We want to make sure that our residence looks like and sounds like the hardest target on the block. The criminals don't want to typically break into a house where someone or any number of people are at home. It makes it more of a harder target, because if someone is around, it means they may be caught. At the bare minimum, seen, and if seen, apprehended,
right.
Identified, sort of thing.
Criminals so basically are lazy.
Exactly. They want ease of get in, ease of get what they want, and then get out. They want the crime to take place in seconds.
So what you're saying is, when Lisa tells me I should vacuum, I'm right to say no. Because we want the house to look lived in.
And, you know, if I have to do some sort of diffusing here later on after the podcast, we can talk.
All right.
So the fact of the matter is, we always want to make sure that we reduce the likelihood that our personal residences will ever be selected as a target of crime. So we want all the sights and sounds of normal, average, everyday occupancy, whether we are home or not. We want the criminals to think that the residence is, in fact, occupied, and we want them to move on down the street. You know something? Remember that guy that was unaffectionately referred to as that sleep watcher down south end of Halifax a long time ago? You know something? The weather's going to become a lot nicer. We want to leave doors and or windows open to increase ventilation.
It's tough this time of year when it's hot, it's humid. You want to leave your windows open.
But you know something? What people are absent-mindedly not doing is, we are not securing the windows and or doors in such a way to prevent an unlawful entry. There's nothing wrong with leaving something, particularly a window, open several inches to promote ventilation. However, purchase an auxiliary lock from any of the hardware stores that will reduce the likelihood of the window being forced further open that would permit someone to have an unlawful entry into your residence. You know, doors are a whole other thing altogether. I can understand leaving windows open for ventilation. Doors is a whole different thing altogether that I would rather recommend we leave them closed and properly locked. You know something, folks? We have to make sure that shrubs, trees, plants, flower beds, anything in close proximity to our house is kept in such a low profile that it does not permit a criminal to have a convenient place to hide.
Oh, geez, never thought
of that
before.
You know something, we overlooked that an awful lot. We want to, and you know something, there's someone standing beside me who promotes this wonderful street appeal that we have within our own residence.
Yes.
However, there are some places that if somebody wanted to make the effort, stop nodding your head, dear, if they wanted to make the effort, there would be some actual very convenient hiding places around our property. And I'm supposed to be the guy on behalf of Halifax Regional Police to promote not doing some of the things that have actually permitted to happen around my own house.
That big rhododendron bush looks beautiful next to the
does.
Door.
It's wonderful.
But it's about the height of your average man and can certainly be a place to hide.
Well, you know something? Really, what I really want to do, when I see those plants that have the real big bulbous size plants on them, the flowering things,
yes,
I think of Carl from Caddyshack. Bill Murray setting himself up. He's at the beginning of the fairway. And he's hitting those flowers, and sometimes I really want to do it.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
But then I would live in more fear within my own house than I do now if I did.
So what you're saying is, not only do you not want me to vacuum, but you don't want me to keep trying to grow things around the house.
He's liking this segment more and more.
Oh,
as it goes
very
on.
Much so. You betcha.
The gravel and dandelions are fine because a human being cannot hide behind a dandelion.
It's
right?
low profile, and we can arguably say it's ground cover. you know something? Something else that's really important to mention to people: you come home and you see signs of a forced entry into your residence. Hey, it's your property. Who doesn't want to immediately go in to check things out? But you know something, I recommend: do not enter your residence. You really have no idea if the person who's caused that damage is still within your residence. If you take any number of steps into your house and you discover that an unlawful entry has taken place, let's just call it what it is, a break and enter. Get out immediately. get out onto the street, go to your neighbors, whatever the case may be, get on the phone, call the Boys and Girls in Blue, let us go in and check out your residence.
Yeah, because you could be disturbing evidence as well.
You could be disturbing evidence, you could be blatantly destroying evidence, or more importantly and more seriously, you may actually come face to face with the person who's entered your residence. Now, the fact of the matter is, you come across someone within your residence, you now actually potentially become that one thing that the criminal may think is separating him or her from freedom. Mm-hmm. Or being hung on to until the police arrive. Mm. And sadly, it's at many points of that time when such terrible violence can and does sadly be used upon the lawful homeowner who's come innocently back into their own house. Yeah. As if, how dare you come into your own house while I'm committing a theft or a robbery at the time when it turns into when violence is used.
Well, that's when they have all the adrenaline. It's the fight or flight.
Sure.
They're trying to get out of there, and they will do whatever they can to exit.
Okay. You come across anyone in your residence, get out. Mm-hmm. Do not offer resistance. It is recommended to not offer resistance, because then typically, as I say, violence may and probably, in fact, will be used. Get out. There's no piece of property that we own, including someone's cherished Beatle collection, not worth jeopardizing your personal safety over.
Don't worry. I have my watchdogs. I think you can probably hear them outside. They're guarding my Beatle stuff as we speak.
You know, getting back to when people are coming and going from the residences, even albeit if it's just for a couple of minutes, if you have an alarm system, please use it.
Mm.
It is there for the purpose of making a huge amount of noise, scare the bad guy away, attract attention, and when you attract attention to your residents, that means there's more sets of eyes and ears paying attention to what's going on, and we might be able to gain evidence to recognize a bad guy that's fleeing from the area. Scare them away. I would rather people come home, find that a door or window was damaged or some part of the exterior of the house is damaged, as opposed to coming home and realizing the door is completely kicked in and we have property damage, malicious property damage done sometimes simply for the sake of doing it, or any number of prized possessions removed from the house.
Mm.
So the sticker that comes with the electronic equipment, that's not enough to stop the criminals. You actually have to switch the thing on.
You know something? We recommend not only have an alarm system, but use it whenever you can.
Right.
And you know something? Have your alarm, your residence evaluated by a professional company who will not just give you the so-called standard cookie cutter type of alarm system. They will find out, hey, you have some animals. Well, we're going to have motion sensors in your house, but we're going to place them at certain heights, or they're going to cover only certain areas as opposed to the entire house, where as many of us look for an excuse to turn on the lights and siren, and no, it's not always to get to Tim Hortons, but the fact of the matter is, to respond to someone's residence, it's preferable that we are responding for the real thing, of which it's still an extremely high percentage of all alarms that do go off that are false. But nonetheless, folks, it's part of our responsibility. We will definitely respond.
All right. So now, what can we do to make our houses look and sound lived in? I mean, if we're going away for an extended period of time, ideally, we should have somebody come in and check on the property on a daily basis.
No question about it.
But if that isn't possible, what can we do?
Put your lights on timers. Put your television on timers. Mm-hmm. Put your radio on timers. If you can possibly ask neighbors that even if they may not be entering your house, have the kids come play in the yard. Have someone tend to the gardens, water the grass, cut the grass. Have your neighbors put some of their recycling and their garbage not on your yard, but out for recycling as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have a neighbor park their vehicle in front of your house or on the garage pad. If someone has particularly a dog that won't stop barking,
For instance,
have the dog tether them to your neighbor's house. Anything that we can create the illusion of normal, average, everyday occupancy makes your house less appealing to the criminally inclined opportunist.
Arrange for someone to mow the lawn. I'm liking this. So let me get this straight. I don't vacuum. I shouldn't grow things around the house. And I should get somebody else to mow my lawn.
Sounds like a utopia to me.
It does.
I like that.
I'm liking this. Let's make our house
criminal free.
Yeah, that's right.
You know something Erica just drew to my attention? Probably one of the other big ones, and it's a continual problem, and we see it from time to time and or hear of it from time to time, is people who are advertising things on social media.
Mm.
It's, you know, I strongly recommend never consistently post your plans of what you are dealing on a daily basis.
Yeah, those people who post the countdown to my vacation trip in.
Or when you send out, you know, here we are in such and such a location, another part of the world, you're really telling people, look, this is where I am. My house is empty.
Mm.
And you know something? While we all would like to have a lot of faith and trust in the people who we have permitted to become friends in our social networking sites? Do you really have any degree of control what they may do with your information as to whom they may forward it to, provide it to? Never to make people paranoid about that information, but we always must be extremely careful as to who we provide any type of confidential information to. While my lovely wife Erica does in fact have her Facebook and different people that she will send family pictures to and things of that nature, it's always my concern as to whom may in fact have information about us and what may be done with it, as in who will have it eventually and what their ultimate intent will be of it. I mean, such prominent people such as yourselves over the years, the internet's full of all sorts of information about the two of you, but it is appropriate information based upon your occupation and the events that you participated in. It's not the type of thing of, hey, look where we are and we're out of town, maybe attending the opening of the ABBA Museum or something of that nature.
Well, we'd never do something like that.
No, God, no. Yeah. God, no.
Look, here we are, drunk. Naked.
Creates an image.
An historic monument so that you know we're not home. No, we wouldn't do something like that.
No, never. Of course not. Absolutely never. Not.
And once it's on the internet, it stays on the internet.
It's there forever.
You can't pull it back in.
I exemplify the incompetency of a person who still to this very day I'm comfortable only checking my email and sending reply email. When I get on the internet, things that I've been involved in, it's very nice of some very pleasant things about me on the internet. I also know there's some rather uncomplimentary things as well, but that's the price of when you put yourself into a prominent position from time to time and relative to who puts it on there. But the fact of the matter is, it's there for time eternal. And once again, you just do not know relative to the type of information about you that's placed out there. How did this get turned around to me talking about internet safety? Here it goes again. It just happens.
But
Don't worry, Donnie. I want to direct this in a different, completely different direction.
Yes.
Let's just do a roundabout here.
A roundabout.
And speaking of roundabouts, I want to ask you about the Armdale roundabout.
The Armdale roundabout rotary. Both begin with R.
Yes. We've had a lot of people that
there's
have been writing
some,
on our Facebook. And
active discussion.
Yeah. I mean, I know that you lived out west for a number of years, as did I. So we knew and learned how to drive on a rotary.
Yes.
On a traffic circle.
Yes.
Well, when I came to Halifax, I discovered that people really didn't know how to do that. I mean, the Armdale rotary was just a disaster, but now it has actual laws on it. So could you, in a nutshell, tell us what the laws of the Armdale rotary are?
The long and the short of the story is anybody entering the rotary must yield to the people who are already in the rotary driving around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
That is the rules as it stands now.
Mm-hmm.
Right of way is to the people who are already in the rotary, and you can only blend with the traffic in the rotary when it is obviously safe to do so, when you can merge with the traffic safely. You have enough room to merge safely.
Now, I'm going to give you a specific incident here because one of our listeners wrote about this, and this is what we discussed. He was coming off the Bay Road.
Yeah.
He was wanting to exit onto Quinpool. He was in the outside lane, the right lane.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the signs say that that's the right lane for him to be in, one of the two right lanes. But some guy honked at him, some guy who was in the circle, because that person wanted to exit onto Herring Cove Road.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong?
You still have defined hashed lanes within the rotary, within the traffic circle. Mm-hmm. They still have the dashed lines.
Mm-hmm.
You must obey the rules of the road that when you are in a designated lane, if you wish to change into another lane, you can only do so in safety. When you have the room to do so, please signal your intention, either appropriately increase your speed and or decrease your speed so you can change lanes safely without interfering with a vehicle that has the right of way in that particular lane you want to go into. Did that sound like doublespeak?
That sounded like you're the best politician I've ever seen, Don.
There you go. That's right. Halifax Regional Police Don Jenkins is retiring. So Don Jenkins, 2016, folks. And that's how it is. You can enter the rotary once you've yielded the right-of-way to the vehicle or vehicles in the rotary. Because Jamie's smiling, I feel compelled to laugh right now. This is not a laughing matter. This is serious.
This is serious.
No, it just brings me back to 24 years ago. And I've said this story many times before, but I actually called the Department of Motor Vehicles. I said, how do you drive on this? And the person said, well, I personally try to avoid it.
Oh, that's...
And that was the official answer that I got.
The official answer. My answer is, if someone is already in a designated lane, you can only change lanes as long as you do not interfere with another vehicle that is already in that lane. Mm-hmm. In other words, when you are entering the rotary, you must yield the right of way to the vehicles already in. Someone can only enter it while not interfering with vehicles already in the rotary. Yeah, that was double speak.
My head hurts.
Yeah, I do that quite well.
One final question here.
Yes, sir.
Where and when are you going on vacation? just wondering. No. Donnie, Erica, thank you so much for dropping by the Beaver Bank Bunker. Got to say, the reason we have these crazed barking dogs behind in the background here, it's because they're both trying to show off for the Jenkins, forming pyramids and jumping around each other
tap
and doing
dancing,
all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So we just kind of put them on the back burner while we did the podcast.
The neighbors are already texting, by the way.
All right. Well, then that is the end of this podcast, folks.
Yes.
Jenkins, thank you so much for dropping
Thanks
by.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And we'll be back again Wednesday.
Until then.